Disclaimer, I am editing this episode in the nude. Hey there, could I interest you in some content? Cause you're looking like you're needing some fresh off the press, and this might be the best of the best with two guests. Can you guess what we're doing today? Cause I can't say, this is only presumably content.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Content, presumably a podcast. We are back. I handed in my motherfucking dissertation.
Ah! Let's have a round of applause.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah, maybe I'm going to be a Master of Science soon, and then I can just be unemployed but have a master's degree.
That's what I have.
That's what Ross is currently doing.
I love it. It's really great. It's really fun, great life, and I feel very good about everything.
Speaking of, I have two guests today, as normal. The first of our guests claimed to have designed the world's first functioning space elevator, but it was actually just a very long space ladder. It's Ross from Dungeons & Dragons. How you doing, Ross?
Hello. You may also know me as writer of books such as Birds Aren't Real, and What If the Raccoons...
What if the raccoons? End of question.
Yeah.
I love it.
And of course, my absolute bestseller, The Frog Conspiracy. Right.
And our other guest today has been making the waves on Spotify this recent, just past exam season, because he's recently released a cover album of Animal Sounds. How you doing, Rory? Well, you really embraced that.
Well, that was an animal sound.
That was an animal sound. Yeah. My favourite track was the whale track. Could you just give us a taster? Ladies and gentlemen, I did not put a phaser on that. He's just that good at naturally making his voice phase.
I didn't even know what effect that was set to, so...
It sounded like a phaser.
I just pressed unmute. That's what my mixer does, man. It's great. It was chorus. Yeah. It was chorus. That was...
Oh, well, clearly I've outed myself as an idiot in the world of audio design.
God, you're an idiot.
I'm a fucking idiot. What do you two want to do right now? Because here are some options. Well, here's something that Ross suggested. It's just a quick game just now. It's a game called What Colour Are Ross's Nipples? And we guess what colour Ross's nipples... I assume those are the rules of the game,
yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get two guesses.
Alright, Rory, you go first.
Are we taking a turn each? Like, I'll guess, you guess, I guess, you guess.
So sure. You can do it either like, so Rory might guess the left, and then Carl would guess the left, and then, yeah.
Okay, so Rory, what colour do you think Ross's left nipple is?
I'm gonna go with green.
Okay, I think it's brown. Okay, Rory, what colour do you think Ross's right nipple is?
Mauve.
Okay, I also think it's mauve.
That's really funny. So because you're actually right on all counts.
On all accounts.
Because the left nipple
it's split down the middle.
Is brown and green. And the right nipple is two very slightly different shades of mauve. But they are mauve. It's still mauve. Yeah, that's crazy. I can't believe you actually managed to do that first try. I thought you'd need at least another extra guess.
I feel like I'm going to be riding on false valor here that I don't want to happen. People should know I'm a professional nipple colour guesser.
Yeah.
I've won many competitions.
That's true, actually.
So, and I've been
that's
leading people on to believe like I was a complete amateur.
That is something.
But Rory over here, forgot. Rory, I believe this is your first time playing What Colour Are Ross's Nipples?
It is, yeah. I've never even...
I'm surprised, honestly, that you managed to figure that out, because we have never met in person.
Nope.
Let alone while I was shirtless. So that's honestly such impressive guesswork.
Thank
very
you.
Impressive guesswork.
So that's the end of What Colour Are Ross's Nipples.
Yeah.
Can you believe that I've been off for like 3 months and the first segment back is the highly planned, clearly I had it deep within me, a big plan to do a segment there.
Yeah.
What Colour Are Ross's Nipples?
Yeah.
Do you two, as our second and clearly inferior segment, would you rather go through some Yahoo answers that I found or some conspiracy theories that I found?
Ooh. Yes.
Conspiracy theory sounds fun.
Yeah, I think conspiracy theory sounds fun as a connoisseur.
As a cool down.
I've been reading a lot about David Icke recently, and I'm getting quite into him, so I'm up for this.
Yeah.
are you
falling into it? Is it like,
oh, 100%.
You're starting to believe
I'm on board.
The things? Yeah, you're like, oh my god, I'm being watched all the time.
Yep. The Queen's
a
lizard.
I know.
The Queen is definitely a lizard.
I'm on board.
That's not even a conspiracy theory, that's just a fact.
But like most people are these days.
Exactly. I mean, so Georgia, I'm not sure if it's the country or the state Georgia, but there's a conspiracy theory that they faked snowfall recently.
Georgia.
Yeah. So Georgia basically never gets snowfall. So when in December 2015, 2 inches fell, people thought that the state had faked the snowfall. They said they chemically made the snow and they'd set it to fall. So this is the evidence for this. They said it wouldn't melt because it wasn't real. And the video.
Maybe it was just cold. I mean, like,
People take videos of themselves trying to melt the snow. They put like a lighter on it, and they said it sort of curls and it misshapes, but it doesn't melt into water. And that's because they were using like butane lighters, so they were burning very inefficiently.
If you had a little hand lighter, you're not going to melt much snow with that.
And it was turning to slush, so the consistency was changing because it was melting.
Yeah,
because they were getting rid of all the air. In it, and it was so, but they were like, see, it's not pristine water on the floor now.
That's how melting works.
That's an idea that either the country or the state of Georgia clearly should have looked into a more faked snowfall.
I understand you're not looking into it.
Yeah,
anymore.
Fair.
I
mean, one of these, my
just because,
is huge.
Regardless of which one it was, I just get the feeling maybe they didn't do that.
So I'm sure you've heard that Paul McCartney has been replaced by a different Paul McCartney person.
I knew he'd been replaced, but I don't know if it was with a different Paul McCartney person.
Oh yeah, I read this on the internet, so this is actually true.
This is in a very similar vein. Beyonce was replaced in 2000 by a clone.
Yeah,
I'll believe
she
that.
Was.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Well, the idea is that the record label she's with grew another Beyoncé from stem cells, and the evidence for this is really good. Is she looks quite different now than she did in 2000. There's lots of, all the people that believe in this, they took a lot of pictures of her now, 19 years later.
So, yeah.
And say, look, these are different people.
How many
they
kids?
Identical.
Also,
she's had 3 kids.
She's had 3 kids in that time. 19 years has passed. Yeah, it's crazy that she looks different.
Yeah, it's really weird, isn't it? Do you know what her kids are called?
Beyonce.
Is it B2s? B2s?
I think
B3s.
B3s. Jaredaya.
Yeah. Beyonce and Jaredaya.
Beyonce, the two that Rory said. That's one of the kids.
Sure.
And Jaredaya.
So Beyonce, one person.
Yeah.
B2s and B3s, one person.
Is one person.
And Jaredaya.
Jaredaya.
Not quite. Blue, Ruby, and Sir.
Sir.
Beyonce.
Sir,
Ruby and
like
Sir.
S-I-R.
Yeah, S-I-R. Nice. Sir and Ruby are twins.
See, Ruby's a nice
Not
name.
Ruby, Rumi. R-U-M-I.
Kill me.
Hang on, it's Sir Carter Knowles then. That's a good name.
That's alright, actually, Sir Carter Knowles. The apocalypse was going to happen in July 2014.
Right.
Can you guess
good
why?
Oh, I think I remember this.
I remember being
I always
at
enjoy
school.
These.
No, I wasn't at school, because it was 2014, and I'm extraordinarily old.
You are extraordinarily old.
I can't believe how
honestly,
old
I look
I am.
At you, and I'm just surprised that you don't just turn to dust at any given moment.
Harsh. But only a true friend would be that truly honest.
Are you remembering?
No.
I will admit...
Is it food-related?
I have completely lost my train of thought.
It was not food-related. It is, well...
Was
it's
it
apple related?
Hang on, was
apple's
it,
a food.
It is.
Did I take all the apples?
You personally?
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Because you know, in the Crash Bandicoot games, where like you collect 100 apples and you get an extra life.
But yes, carry on.
And then I collect all the apples. I know it is. I've sadly been playing the first Crash Bandicoot on Switch for a very long time. It's so much harder on Switch. Anyway, I collected all the Wampa Fruits, and I stole everyone's lives. All of the extra lives. Is that what it was?
That's it. Everyone's extra lives in Crash Bandicoot got stolen, and yeah, the world was going to end in July 2014, and then they made some more.
Yes.
In a patch.
Yeah, they patched.
So there was clearly a joke by the bigwigs at Apple that people took seriously. Is that Siri, in her own calendar, had scheduled the opening of the Gates of Hades on the 27th of July, 2014. People were like, what does Apple know that we don't? It's since been taken out.
Yeah, obviously.
Because it was clearly a joke.
But also...
And also the Gates of Hades didn't open,
it didn't happen. Well...
How embarrassing.
Did they open and then things were ceased? Because Beyonce... and her children, Beyonce, Batuse and Bethrice, that's one name.
Yeah.
And
Batuse
Jared
and Bethrice is the whole
name. Yeah, that's the whole name. And Jaredia crashed through the gates of hell, slaying all the demons.
Yes.
And that's why it didn't, that's why the world didn't end.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah, how did you
absolutely
already know that story?
Adam and Eve did exist and were aliens.
Yeah.
So they were on a space ark being piloted by Noah.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. By Noah. Okay. Right.
Yeah. And some scholars, in inverted commas, claim that through the Freedom of Information Act, they've got proof of this. Would you like to hear their ironclad proof?
Yep, please.
A flying saucer is apparently officially reported as having crashed into Mount Ararat in Germany. Or Ararat, sorry. And apparently this is where Noah's Ark is supposed to have come to rest after the flood. Are you convinced yet?
Yep.
No?
No? Yeah, okay, well Rory's down, so I don't even need to go through the rest of it. I looked at the rest of their proof, and they removed it, but I managed to get to it on the way back.
Removed it.
Good, nice. Thank goodness.
Yeah,
thank
clearly
you,
the government.
Thank you, the people at the Wayback Machine.
The government didn't realise that the Wayback Machine exists.
Yeah.
They reckon that this object found in the mountain is a spaceship and not a regular ship because it is metallic. And as everyone knows, if you find something in a mountain, it has to be a ship of some kind.
Yeah. So
it's like this is either a regular ship or a spaceship.
Yeah, and it's made of metal, so probably
so
a spaceship.
So what they've done is they've dug into a mountain made of rock.
Yeah,
and to their surprise,
when
they
found
have
a
found
kind of rock
metal, they've gone, "Let's dig in here." Oh, look, some metal.
Don't you
this
see what this means?
Be.
Adam and Eve were aliens.
Yeah, so they found just like ore. Like, is it just ore in this mountain?
I don't know.
Gone like, ha-ha!
And they found ore.
This is Noah's Ark!
Apparently this was enough to go on to say that that was Noah's Ark, which housed the original Adam and Eve, who were aliens.
Yep.
Amazing.
And the same people at the heart of this apparently also believe that Noah wasn't an Israelite, but was actually the leader of Mars.
Okay. Fair enough.
So... I don't know where they get that. So this is a great.
They just threw. I feel like they just threw that part in.
Yeah. Well, get ready for this.
Just
so this
like
is a quote.
In case they were right.
Yeah.
Because if they were right, they would.
Like,
how did you?
Then if something gets.
How
right,
did you
then
figure
you
that?
It was all right.
Yeah.
So a guy called Steiger is kind of at the heart of this. He's talking about this other guy called Trench when he said that Noah was.
Okay.
The leader of
Mars. Is Trench someone they've thrown in?
Trench was the guy who was first like, I think Noah was the leader of Mars. Right?
Okay,
so this is what
like
Steiger said.
He's like the initial conspiracy theorist for
this.
This
is what Steiger said. At the time Trench said it, people weren't prepared, but it's been interesting to see that in most polls, the idea of life existing on other planets or in other solar systems is now generally accepted by young people, whereas back in the 1950s and 1960s, it was rejected by nearly everyone. More and more, the idea that life could exist somewhere else in our solar system doesn't get a door slammed immediately. You have fundamentally misunderstood why people doubt this. This is not a question of whether or not life exists on other planets. It's a question of whether or not the biblical figure Noah was the leader of a civilization on Mars, made a spaceship, and took Adam and Eve to Earth. That is not the same question as, do now you think microbes could exist on the moon?
Now you've kind of said it in that concise way.
Yeah.
I'm starting maybe to lean more towards this guy Trench's.
Trench is a visionary and I stand by him.
Especially with a name like Trench.
I know.
I just feel inclined to trust him.
Well, I've got good news for you both. Because these people have written a book together called Legacy of the Sky People. Which I very much intend on reading.
I have my Kindle here, yeah, so I'm gonna just see if I can get that. See if we can get a little preview of that book. Right. Okay. Right. What's it called?
It's called Legacy of the Sky People.
Legacy.
It's called Legacy of the Sky People. The extraterrestrial origin of Adam and Eve, the Garden of Eden, Noah's Ark, and the Serpent Race. Is the full title.
Oh, is the Serpent Race covered in this as well?
Apparently so.
I'm so much more excited to read this now.
Okay, right, let's see if we can...
Can you get like a demo?
Let's see if we can find
a demo of a book.
Well, it might not be on Amazon, let's be real.
It's on Amazon.
That's where people go, though, to publish their crazy shit. Because
that's
just
true,
put
actually.
Anything on Amazon.
Right, okay, is this it?
I've got the blurb beyond it. It's quite...
Yeah,
it's not as long,
the
though.
Sky People. William Kern, Sean Castile... Are these the right people? Yeah, these are the right people. Okay, here we go. Product description. Ancient astronauts and the ultra-terrestrials. The revealing truth could cause worldwide religious, political, and energy upheavals.
Wow. Energy upheavals.
Energy upheavals.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's look for some interesting lines that are in here.
Yeah, hang on. This is, like, one of the authors credited on this is the 8th Earl of Clancarty.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, that's mad.
When I was looking up this on Goodreads, there were two options. It's been entered twice, and one of them was by all the authors' names, and one of them just said, the Earl of... What the actual shit?
Yeah, so I like this line. Ancient astronaut theorists maintain that we have been tinkered with, in inverted commas, sure. And that someone or something else is keeping a watchful eye over mankind for their own purposes that can only be alluded to. Yep, so we're being monitored at all times. He said he was convinced that life on Earth had originated on Mars. Yeah, all of this, it's all right here. Wow.
I've done a bit of research here. The 8th Earl of Clancarty is Trench.
Oh, that's Trench.
Yep.
Interesting.
Brinsley
Lepore
Trench.
Right, so yeah, I'm going to get this book. I'm going to read this book. Shall we move on to some other theories?
Yes.
Okay.
So if I say conspiracy theory and moon in the same sentence, what does your mind come up with? What comes to mind?
Usually the moon is made of cheese, I guess.
The fake moon landing, usually.
Oh, they fake the moon. Have you ever heard that the moon just straight up doesn't exist?
Yes,
I have heard that some people believe that. I haven't really looked into it.
I fully believe it before you go into it as well.
The idea is that the moon is a very convincing hologram.
Okay.
Right? And the proof is that there's a video on YouTube where someone's filming the moon. And then, like, a line sort of travels up the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm done.
Carlisle, have you ever touched the moon?
I can't say that.
I haven't touched the moon. I don't know anybody that has touched the moon.
My good friend Buzz Aldrin, though.
Carl.
Oh, that guy that works for the government.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, maybe the moon isn't real.
That's actually pretty
intense. And if the moon isn't
real, that would explain... On the
other hand... Because you can't land on something that doesn't exist.
Anyway, the moon landing was faked.
Sure.
And that's all that matters here.
Because the moon isn't real.
Because the moon isn't real. So, obviously, those two conspiracy...
Cool.
They go together.
Yeah.
Those theories.
There is a satanic death camp under Denver Airport.
Under what airport?
Denver Airport.
Mm, fair enough. Yep, I believe it. Denver's real high up. Plenty of room under it.
Is it? Well...
Surely you want somewhere low down. Easier access.
Oh, yeah, but where are you going to put it if it's low down? You need plenty of room for your death camp.
The Netherlands. But the Netherlands is where the devil comes up. That's why they call it the devil's lettuce.
Did he go down to Georgia?
He did go down to Georgia. So and he actually invented some fake snow for people to...
It was the devil...
That
made it snow there, and it was just him that faked. They're actually all connected. They're all That's connected. Crazy. That's crazy, man.
So apparently there are satanic symbols lining the terminal walls, and these include various paintings and murals. I watched a man on YouTube, a clearly very religious man, explain to me why these are satanic symbols.
Yes.
So one of them is a painting.
Okay.
It's some people eating dinner. It's like, and in the corner there's a penguin, and there's a blue square near the penguin's crotch. So apparently that's a phallic symbol.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it's near the crotch.
Because it's near the crotch. That,
yeah.
And it's like a rectangle. Like,
obviously.
Yeah.
If it's near the crotch.
Also, there's a different bird that if you sort of squint and tilt your head 90 degrees, it sort of looks like a naked woman, maybe. So this is apparently, and he didn't explain why, this is supposed to be the painting of the birth of the Antichrist.
Right.
According to that guy.
So it's a penguin with its cock out. And a not naked even. Lady, just a but not with even. A
blue rectangle
but if even if it was explicit as that, yeah. It's a penguin with its cock out and a naked lady.
Yeah,
and that is the birth of the Antichrist.
Exactly, because everybody knows the Antichrist is going right. to be one half regular person.
I'm just trying to put penguin. These together. Okay,
the devil's not even in the mix.
So the Antichrist has already been born.
Possibly. Maybe the penguin is the Antichrist.
So we're screwed.
We're all, yeah. Huh. We're all going to die in Denver Airport. There's a statue of a horse with red eyes near the airport. That's apparently quite satanic. And apparently, when it was being erected, it like fell on one of the people and hurt them. So that's evidence that it's possessed or something.
Because it fell over.
Yeah. Apparently, the layout of the whole airport looks like a wang. Apparently. Because, you know, it's an airport.
Phallic symbols are just... phallic symbols are just Satan all the way, obviously.
So, I don't really know why that's satanic, but this is what he says. Apparently, phallic worship is evil and satanic because it's pagan.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah,
so, the guy who told me all this is Revelation Unraveled on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. So, if it's pagan,
yeah.
It's not satanic, is it? Those are... But different things.
But not if you're a true Christian. Because if it's not Christian, it's satanic.
Yeah. But if you're a true Christian, you don't really care.
But what if there's a satanic death camp under Denver Airport, Ross?
Then you'd care. But if it's a pagan death camp, then what are you going to do?
Live and let live.
All I'm saying is there's some inconsistencies with his story, okay?
Sure.
So
apparently it's also supposed to be shaped like a swastika. It can't be shaped like both. It can't be a penis and a swastika.
Oh, it's a phallic swastika.
It's a phallic swastika.
So each of the prongs of the swastika is like a cock.
Yeah.
Or is it like the swastika itself?
If you can fucking tell me how it looks like a swastika, I'll be impressed because I've looked at it. I can see how it looks like a penis, but I cannot see how it looks like a swastika.
Well, that horse statue is cool. I saw that.
It's a very good horse statue. While you're looking, the alternate theory is that it's the headquarters of the Illuminati. There's a lot of conspiracy theories about Denver Airport.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that there's a 2-part documentary on all the various conspiracy theories on YouTube. And
it does look like a swastika. Sorry.
Okay. In the picture they showed me, I just couldn't.
If you just take a glimpse search of Denver Airport aerial, you'll see it like directly from the top, and it does. Does not look like a penis.
I'm trying so hard to turn this into a swastika.
Ross is playing with one of my wire organizers, and he's making it into a swastika.
To demonstrate how it looks like Denver Airport. But it isn't working.
Oh my god, Ross, how did you get Denver Airport
into our living room? Visual gags. That's my thing.
That's what we do. So yeah, people have just gone through this 2-part documentary and just proved how every claim in it is a lie.
Nice.
Yeah. So next up, we've got CERN built a stargate to awaken the Egyptian god Osiris.
Right. What's wrong with that?
So, Osiris is the god of death.
Yeah.
So that might be a bit troubling.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear the proof?
Okay.
There's a statue of Shiva, the Hindu god, outside the entrance to the CERN building.
Right, yeah, no, that all makes sense.
That is all of the proof. From that dot, they've managed... From one dot. It's not connecting any dots. They've got one dot.
Is Shiva a war god?
So Shiva is like a sort of everything god, actually. A lot of people... So in some Hindu sects, that Shiva is like the main god, and the rest are sort of shit underlings.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't call them shit
underlings. But it's like, Shiva's a god of war.
I think so, yeah.
Usually the leaders are gods of war, because they're like killing people.
Sure.
So everyone's just like, you take charge.
I don't want to fuck with this guy.
Yeah, but that does seem like an odd thing to have outside a CERN place. The god of war.
Unless you were trying to awaken.
Unless you were, in fact, trying to summon a god.
A different god. Not that god.
Not the god you have
related
a statue of.
Well, that would be real obvious, though.
That's true. Everyone would be like...
You only want to give people hints.
That's probably it. They'd be like, oh, well, we can't actually summon Shiva because everyone will just know because we've got this big old statue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Israel is using remote-controlled sharks to spy on Egypt.
Okay.
How, though?
So have you heard
of this? So they're, like, sending them... Along the Nile and like surrounding as much of Egypt as
sending
possible.
Sending sharks through the Nile.
Sharks. yeah.
I don't know. Does the Nile go as far as Israel? I think it starts.
Probably
in Egypt.
Not. But rivers,
no, it crosses
lead to the
countries.
Sea.
Okay.
It does cross a lot of countries, but I don't know if Israel's one.
So in 2010, there was a spike in shark attacks off the coast of Egypt, which led to a decline in tourism.
Okay.
So the Egyptian government was looking for reasons,
mm-hmm.
and what they went with was maybe the sharks are remote-controlled spies from Israel.
Do you feel that, like, a lot of countries have used animals like that in, like, spy capacities, like, strapped various bits of technology to them?
Well,
dolphins
the
have
thing.
Been used quite a bit.
People started to believe it. Because after the claim, this is very important, they made the claim that they are Israeli spies first. After that, evidence came up. Egyptian divers reported the sharks had GPS devices on them, which was true.
Okay.
It was because scientists were using them to track and study their activity. It had nothing to do with any spying or anything. And then later...
Apart from spying on the sharks.
Spying on the sharks. Yes, of course.
Invading their
later, the Egyptian government did admit that it was because people had been dumping sheep carcasses. Sheep farmers had been dumping the carcasses directly off the coast into
the
ocean.
So the sharks were
coming to those
food.
But by then, it had been so long, and so many people were so keen on the idea of mind-controlled sharks that the idea has stayed to this day. That people think that the shark attacks are because of remote-controlled sharks.
People, I think, are sometimes more willing to believe something ridiculous for the sake of it being enjoyable.
Yeah.
Again, though, I don't think that one is that ridiculous because it has happened.
It's like, no one's remote control the shark to attack people.
No, but
people
there
have
are
put bugs
similar.
On sharks and stuff, but they've not managed to fucking
I don't know drive
if it like an
RC sharks.
Car.
Sharks is probably a bad creature to do it with, but... People have done like bat bombs and like
recently
dolphin spies.
Were people saying that Russia were using like beluga whales as like spies? They were just putting like cameras on beluga whales and hoping they got anything good off it, which is probably a bad idea.
Yeah,
just like imagine the amount of fucking data you'd have to sift through to get anything useful. Probably get absolutely nothing useful.
Yeah.
So this one's the longest and the last.
Okay.
Nazis live underground under Antarctica and are trying to perpetuate a Fourth Reich using the Spear of Destiny, aka the Holy Lance. You heard anything about this?
I've heard this one, yeah.
Yeah.
There's been like movies about this and stuff.
Yeah.
B-movies, yeah.
Right. Well, do you know what the Holy Lance is?
Yeah.
So, for people who don't, it's according to the Gospel of John, it's a spear that a Roman centurion used to poke Jesus in the side while he was in the cross.
Mm.
And the theory goes it's been passed down through history, eventually ending up with Hitler. And apparently, whosoever possesses the Holy Lance holds in his hand the destiny of the world for good or evil. It's been written about for centuries. So in 1989, a professor of medicine who has written several conspiracy theory books about Hitler, including Hitler's Ashes, Seeds of a New Reich, which I couldn't find any details about what that's about, and Adolf Hitler and the Secrets of the Holy Lance, this author claims...
This one's like a young adult novel, that one.
I know, but I want to read it. This author claimed that he was contacted by a former German U-boat submariner who claimed he had been part of the team that transported this lance to Antarctica in 1945.
Yep.
So he says that the spear currently on display in the Schatzkammer Museum in Vienna is fake. Because the real one is in Antarctica. Okay. So
I mean, that probably is fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
But apparently Himmler placed a permanent base in Antarctica, codenamed Station 211. And the idea is, in 1947, Admiral Byrd of the American Navy mounted what was officially called a training mission to Antarctica with an aircraft carrier, a submarine, two destroyers, more than 2 dozen aircrafts and about 3,500 Marines in full battle gear. And the idea is it was a training exercise, but people who were into this theory think they were actually looking for the station. And it's rumoured that putting the base together was done by a guy called Rudolf Hess, who was a high-ranking Nazi who never seemed to do anything. If you sort of look back on history, so people often wonder, what was this guy's job? So maybe it was just
he had a secret job.
It was this.
Oh, I'm starting to believe it now, so Carl. Stop making me believe these things.
I've got a lot more to go.
Oh, God.
It's believed that Hess brought Himmler on board. And Himmler, and this is actually true, Himmler was really into the occult. Well documented.
Yeah.
And the idea is he thought that the world was going to end soon.
Microbiota.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Yakult.
Yakult. He was really into Yakult.
He loved that shit.
So he wanted to send a Nazi colony to Antarctica to emerge after the sort of cataclysmic event that he thought was going to happen as a pure Aryan race that would sort of repopulate the world. So apparently an underwater cargo ships kept making trips to Antarctica after Germany had surrendered. So that's something that people think. This is during... before they surrendered. On September 23rd, 1944, U-859 was sunk by the British submarine HMS Trenchant off Thailand. 20 of the 67 crew survived, and 30 years later, one of them said that they were transporting mercury. And the idea here is apparently mercury can be used as fuel for certain types of aerospace propulsion. And theorists think that they were taking mercury to Antarctica to fuel UFOs. Because an entirely separate conspiracy theory is that UFOs were a Nazi design, so whenever someone sees a UFO, they're seeing Nazis. Possibly from Antarctica.
Yeah.
The thing about this is Thailand isn't really on the way to Antarctica from Germany.
So
it's a bit out of the way.
So you had me sold for a few moments there.
Right.
And I just feel like my belief is only getting stronger.
Sure.
Do continue.
I'm done now.
Oh, God.
So that which means that you're committed to this now.
I'm off board because I don't think they're in Antarctica. I think they're on the moon. Like, there is another theory.
But the moon doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist, Rory.
They're behind the hologram.
The moon is just a big cardboard cutout and Hitler and all his Nazis are in a spaceship which they designed under Antarctica and flew up and hid behind the moon, which is a large cardboard cutout, as I mentioned before.
Perfect. I think we've covered
all the bases, brought them all together there. Nice.
Right.
Beyonce is involved for some reason.
Beyonce somehow involved. Those are the conspiracy theories that I
and
had.
All her three children.
Yeah.
Beyonce. Put it there.
Sure, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, I can tell.
What was the third one?
Jebediah. Do you guys want to hear some Yahoo answers I found when I went looking?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Why are lesbians so angry at the world? I know not all, the person asking this specifies. The ones who can't make up their mind whether they hate men or just want us to be, or want to be us, so try dress exactly like us but say we are all murderous rapists and at the same time they're mad because we can give women real sex.
This is one sentence. Yeah.
Real sex and all they got to offer is a dildo and a bit of foreplay. New paragraph.
Oh.
Or the less butch
no
one.
No punctuation, but new paragraph.
Or the less butch ones who can be seen wearing little makeup and a backwards snapback, encouraging all women to turn gay because of how all men are useless in bed, simply because of her preference. Are they pissed off that straight women aren't attracted to them?
I'm going to go with Beyonce being a clone.
Yeah, I think that's probably
I guess right. Something to do with that again.
So
that's bad.
Yeah. In a dream, a man told me I'm going to break my legs soon. I'm scared. Will that actually happen in real life?
Yep. Sorry, yeah, are we meant to be answering these, or are we just laughing at them?
Either. You know, if you've got answers for them, you can take
honestly,
it.
Oh, yes. The
honestly,
answer is yes.
Dreams are the only thing that's really real.
He's given some reason why he thinks this. I do play soccer, and I've always been afraid of breaking one. Plus, season is going to start soon, and last time in season, I broke my ankle. So he's clearly aware that bones are
season
capable.
Before that, he broke his
maybe
foot. Season before that, he broke his toe.
Becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So
well,
in his
if
efforts
he breaks
to avoid
he's going to go,
his bones.
I dreamt this would happen.
Yeah.
Dreams are real. Instead of going, I play a game involving tackling
listen,
people.
It happened to Anakin Skywalker. He had dreams that came true.
Yeah, but that
Star
was,
Wars is a documentary.
Yeah, but that was a bit more.
Maybe this
realistic.
Guy's just really force sensitive.
I think he was a Jedi, right? And had all.
How
those,
do you know this guy's not a Jedi?
This is very true. We don't.
Oh,
know this guy
actually,
is a Jedi.
Yeah, I am.
Ross is a Jedi. Could you maybe close your eyes for a second and think really hard about it? Ross has nodded. So, yeah, he's a Jedi. Guy wrote this. You're a Jedi.
I'm a Jedi.
Cool. Why do ugly men force me to listen to them at open mics? What the fuck do they have to say?
So I was at
stop
was at
right
open
now.
Mic last
skip.
Night.
Skip.
What the fuck do they have
the
to say?
The reason
share?
Is you're a stupid bitch.
That
sorry.
They think I want to hear. All they have in their heads are creepy and perverted thoughts.
Yeah.
Listen, I was at an open mic last night, and you're not wrong.
I can't believe ugly people just would force you to look at them at an open mic.
It's actually disgusting.
It's pretty rude.
Would expect me to witness.
So this is a question that, if you can answer, good luck. A buddy, a guard, or two may have had her in bed, but that is still open?
I'm going to go with yes.
Give me the question... one more time.
A buddy, a guard, or two may have had her in bed, but that is still open.
Okay, so this guy thinks his friend is having sex with his girlfriend, I believe, is what
maybe.
I've managed to gather.
Maybe he's asking if she's still open to sex, despite the fact a buddy, a guard, or two. I thought that's a bodyguard or two, or a random body.
A
celestial body, and several guards have had sex with her as well.
Yep.
Yeah, I think solid, yes. Yeah.
Well, if that is still open...
I think it means, like, open to interpretation. As well, like, he doesn't, he's not sure.
Open relationship.
Yeah.
Open do we know?
To interpretation.
We don't know anything. He offers no other details.
Open sexually.
How come more good-looking guys are single compared to good-looking women? Comma, racism?
Yep.
That's why. I
yep.
mean, he's nailed it on the head there.
Yep.
He's really... I don't know, that's just like the main thing that's wrong with society at the moment.
Is that
true?
Because I
let's
think,
find out.
I
let's
think the reason I'm single is because of my race.
Yeah.
Being a good-looking man.
Yeah.
Is that your
yeah,
race?
The race
yeah.
of being a good-looking
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
They're ruling the world. That's why I can speak
as a member of the race of people... attractive men. Yeah.
Does anyone else just love seeing single mothers suffer the consequences of being hoes? They run around. They run through around 20 alpha males and then end up getting pregnant. Then they want to settle down with a nice guy, aka the beta male provider.
Who's this guy seems to be attacking everyone.
He's like, he's really just not pulling any punches.
All the responses to this were, I reckon you're one of the beta males then.
So
but again though,
no
he's having a go at beta males.
He's having a go at beta male providers. he's right. maybe a beta male fucking leech.
Maybe
he's like a delta male leech. Or something.
I consider myself Alpha Centauri.
The star system.
The star. The star.
Cool. HIV/AIDS help. Can AIDS give you a toxic smell that you can get from across the street?
No.
I don't know.
No. Well, as me and
probably
Ross
not.
Have degrees in this field,
it,
no.
It, the question has made me question whether or not
was our degree worth anything.
But, like, I see these things all the time, because I could answer on that. I could put an answer to that question with, I could just be like, no, hundreds of references. And then they'd reply with one reference that was like, but what about this guy?
And you'd be like,
he smells and he has AIDS. And then they'll just be like,
yeah, and that's the whole point of science.
They're like, where's your science now, bitch? And like, they won't listen to you. Yeah. So in this case, sure.
Just say yes.
Sure.
Just placate them.
Yep. I don't give a shit. Yes.
Would this help me lose weight? Okay, so basically, I'm 120 pounds and 5'2". I want to lose 10 pounds, but every time I try and go on a diet, it fails. So I was wondering if I just had a milkshake or mac and cheese or something every time I ate, would it help me lose weight? By the way, I'm lactose intolerant, so it makes me go to the bathroom every time I consume a product with lactose in.
Then yes,
yes,
but it's not
but
a good
it's
idea.
A simple idea.
So it would help you lose
it definitely
weight.
Would
so
work.
This is another one of those where I would hesitate to answer the question truthfully. You know? Whole truthfully. I think I would just say no, absolutely not, and just leave it at that. But technically it would.
This I was like, well, this just keeps getting better because they start with, I'm trying to lose weight, but I just, would it help if I just had a milkshake and a Big Mac every time I ate food? I was like, is this a real question? And then I saw the intent of that.
There is actually
cause to believe it would.
It's really unusually worded. Well, you know, giving the information, it's all there, but the order in which it's given is a little bit inefficient, perhaps.
So this one isn't funny. I just thought it was really interesting.
Okay.
So I just thought I'd share. What would happen if we split someone's brain and put it in two different brains? I heard that people can live with only half of their brain, but let's say we split someone's brain and leave one in the body and put the other one in a new body. I know this is impossible right now, but let's say it's in the future. Probably replace the missing part with an artificial bionic computer brain or something. Where will the consciousness be after the patient wakes up? Will the original consciousness be lost, and would it be like creating two clones of someone? I mean, a person could probably survive. You could probably make a living person out of it.
Because
they'd be different though, wouldn't they? It'd be like two different people.
There's that TV show or something, I think it's called Hannah, and it's about this woman who can finally use 30% of her brain compared to everybody else who can only use 10%, so she's like a superhero.
Yeah.
But
that's
actually what would happen is, I can use 30% of my brain, so she's just unable to move and it's just sort of bed bound, obviously, because
the thing is though, a person
so
would recover.
I think
Lucy, by the way, that's the movie Lucy you're thinking about. Hannah's about a child assassin or something.
That's it but don't they like, I thought that was like where they like injected her brain so she could,
maybe
it was like a little girl and they did the same thing. I don't know. Anyway,
I've never seen any
film or television program.
There's a movie and a TV show.
So anyway, you all get the basic story.
I mean, a person could definitely survive on half a brain because
definitely.
The human brain is so plastic.
Yeah,
it will make what you need from what it's got. Where once upon a time, a man who had never had problems at school or anything, except for sometimes some vision problems with the board. One time he went in because he had a headache that wouldn't go away. He was about 30 years old, I think, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a scan, and they found out that he basically didn't have a brain. He had about 3% of what another person has as a brain just lining the wall of his skull.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that was interesting. The only difference is he sometimes got a bit dizzy and his legs hurt normally. Those were the only main differences in his life compared to other people.
Huh.
So you're all saying we should go get a lot of our brains removed?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Save weight.
Yeah. That's how you lose weight.
I'm trying to lose weight. What if I eat a
what about if you...
and cut off most of my brain?
What if you got a lobotomy?
Listen, wait.
And then went over to McDonald's and had the cheesiest thing your lactose intolerant body can possibly consume.
What if you took the lactose intolerant bit of your brain out, though?
Loosen weight the healthy way. Slimming World.
Lobotomy.
I'd like to thank our sponsors today.
I mean, to be fair, you would lose a lot of fat because brain tissue is very fatty.
Yeah.
Is it difficult for white guys to accept that cute white chicks prefer black and brown men?
Yeah.
Ross is a white man. And Rory. I don't know why I got Rory.
Nah.
So you weren't sure because you've never actually met me.
Yeah.
Just about 100%.
Yeah. No, I see pictures of you constantly.
Yeah, just because he's got all these pictures of this.
I mean, I've got pictures of you around my room.
Shit, I think. Another conspiracy theory.
Another conspiracy theory
here is that Rory is black.
Right. And he's been using fake pictures.
Fake pictures.
On his Facebook and Skype profiles.
On his Facebook, Skype, everywhere. And despite the fact that we're probably going to meet him in real life.
At some point.
He is still claiming
he will be sending the
to
model
be a different person. Yeah,
yeah. It's the plot of Black Klansman, really, is what's happening.
Yeah, that's
but,
what it is.
But without the Klan,
yeah,
just for no reason.
Yeah, just to clarify, Carl and I aren't Klansmen, and Rory isn't going to infiltrate the Klan. I feel as though that's a very important thing.
Are feminists and manosphere activists all bent out of shape about the sexual market because they're ugly?
Ugly.
It just would seem that attractive people are rarely feminists or men's rights people. There's a high correlation between being unattractive sexually and complaining about the interaction and roles of the genders.
Truth.
Mm.
Ugly people are the worst.
Ugly people are the worst. You say that, of course, as a huge racist, because you are of the race of attractive men.
Since I am part of the race attractive men.
Yes.
Yes, it's very important to remember that we are a race.
This one's really funny. Is Prince Charles furious at the Queen for not dying?
I mean, yeah, I would go with yeah.
He's written a fucking book explaining his reasoning. Prince Charles has been waiting since the day he was born to become king. Now Prince Charles is a grey-haired, 70-year-old man, an elderly grandfather having two married sons who with their own children, and he is still waiting for his mother to die. Ever since he was born, he's only had moved to one step closer to becoming king. When his grandfather died, he became first in line, and ever since then, he hasn't moved at all, still waiting for his mother to die. Prince Charles is also growing impatient. He said to himself in 2012, he said, "Impatient? What a question. Of course I am. And I shall have snuffed it if I'm not careful. Sorry, Charlie boy, that was 2012, many years ago." And the Queen is still healthy. The Queen is not going anywhere anytime soon. She may well outlive you, or as you said, snuffed it. What do we think? Do you think Charles is furious at the Queen? Furious.
Well, he's well aware of how long the race of reptilians live, so...
So, I just think there isn't a world in which Prince Charles... probably, you know, maybe you'd like to be king.
Yeah.
You know. But to become king, his mum has to die. Let's just remember that the Queen is his mum.
Yeah.
So, personally wouldn't want my mum to die for any reason. If I was going to become king from it, you know, there's... slightly more motivation, but still not enough
I
want my mum
to survive so that I wouldn't be The one I don't have to do with my mother dying. I don't want to be king.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be king.
Not in the UK, because I can just sort of sit there and every now and again someone goes, we just need to approve this, and if you don't, there'll probably be a civil war, so could you just do that?
You'd have to talk to Boris Johnson these days, though.
Ooh, that would be a problem.
I can't be bothered with that.
We're a political podcast.
Politics, politics, barely even human.
This is a short and sweet one. Are there gay people in China?
Yes.
Probably.
Sorted it.
Next question.
I don't know that for a fact.
It's time for big talk. Sorry, carry on.
Do they exist in China?
No. Yes. No.
Yes. Look, I thought statistically, probably.
Yeah, it's statistically likely that there are some gay people in China. Yes.
Can my girlfriend be pregnant? That's not actually what it says. It says, can my girlfriend can be pregnant? Yesterday...
Oh, that's a different question.
Yesterday she gave me oral
means
sex.
Totally different.
After 3 to 5 minutes later, she stopped and I touched my penis, but not the tip, more like the end of it, which I don't know what you're saying is the difference here.
Not the tip, the end of the penis. Not the tip, the
end. Are you saying the other end? You just touched at the base of your penis?
Is that what he's saying? The base of the shaft.
I didn't come.
Or the end of the shaft?
I didn't come, by the
way.
Who knows? After that, I touch condom side. Can she be pregnant? I didn't put my penis in her vagina. So the sequence of events is she gave him a blowjob. He touched a part of his penis.
Yeah.
He then put a condom on and didn't have sex with her.
Didn't have sex with her. Or come.
So, didn't come.
I'm going to go ahead and say maybe.
Solid maybe.
Again, possibly, but not from that sequence of events.
No, she might be pregnant, but maybe something else. Yeah. Something else definitely happened. Some outside factor had an effect.
You may not be the father if she does give her.
Yeah.
Can a boy grow a dick? And will he get pregnant? What is this question asking me?
Can a boy
grow a dick and will he get pregnant? What do you think they meant to say?
Look, I'm going to go no nonsense right now.
Sure.
Yes, no.
I think the real game for this is just thinking, what were they trying to ask? Because they clearly typed something that was not the question they were trying to ask. Like, can a boy grow a dick and will he get pregnant?
Will he get pregnant?
Is that going
to
happen?
That's baffling. I can't even pick which side to focus on to try and work it out.
Well, the weird thing is, he's not the only one. Can a male get pregnant from pooping on a public toilet?
That's like two levels of this kind of question. That's like two of this kind of question combined into one.
I don't know which part, you're right, Rory, in that I don't know which part to address. You know, it's like, do I address the fact that probably most men aren't going to get pregnant in general?
Yeah.
That is as a general rule, and I hate to generalise, but I feel like right here we might have to, because this person...
We're going
to
get shut down for this.
This person may need some generalising to aid the simplicity of their life. Something...
That is such a good insult on someone's intelligence. Look, mate, you're going to need some generalising. That's a really subtle way to call someone a fucking moron.
Give you the biggest picture possible.
Look, okay. I'm going to show you these two pieces of card. You'll notice a difference between them. Just please try and focus on that. Then we'll move on to everything else.
So there's
please.
A subsection on the Yahoo Answers website called Baby Names, and it's just people asking if you think these are good baby names, and people come up with some weird shit. Opinions on the name April, May, June. one name.
Like hyphenated or not
so
hyphenated.
A P R Y L space and then May space June is
as
the name
just
of this
a first
child.
Name.
I'm not sure if it's a first name and two middle names or if the last name is June.
Like,
I actually quite like
June.
It as like a first name and two middle names. Maybe not spelt like that.
See, I like April as a name, but I would I wouldn't put a Y. I wouldn't put a Y in it.
But I mean, would you middle names April, May, go wild, man. Like, no, fuck about middle names, because
I don't think I don't think I'd ever call any child June.
What is a middle name? It's the second middle name in this instance. So, you know, I don't think you have to worry. They was going to be like, can I call you June?
But what if they did?
Baby name, Paul. Boy, Xander Lucian or Draven Blair. Or for a girl, Vivian Riot or Calypso Jade.
Vivian Riot sounds like someone from The Runaways or something, man. That's class. I think, like that.
I think regardless, boy or girl, Calypso Jade is my choice.
Decent name. What do we prefer for Xander Lucian or Draven Blair?
What was the first one? Xander Lucian?
Draven Blair.
Xander Lucian.
Xander Lucian. Two names.
And Lucian.
They're like Xander Lucian.
All of the options are two names, yeah.
So Xander Lucian, I actually... relative
I mean, those are kind
to
of names.
The names that are given.
Yeah.
I think Xander Lucian is the one that is actually the most sensible name.
Yeah. Draven Blair it. Sounds like a straight up vampire.
Yeah.
And for girl, what do we, I think you're both quite keen on Calypso Jade.
Mm.
No, I'm.
You like
Vivian
Riot.
Riot is cool, man. I like
Vivian
Riot.
Riot is very cool as well, but I think that Calypso Jade is just a kind of like I don't know. I like Calypso as a name. It's very cool. Yeah, it's very
There's
good.
No way Vivian Riot is not going to be in a punk band.
Exactly. So like Calypso Jade,
I think
I mean,
say
up,
that, but
joins
she's
a punk
end
band.
Up being like an accountant, just hating her name.
Yeah. Calypso Jade grows up to become Vivian Riot. when she joins a punk band,
she takes the stage
at
name.
At university,
Vivian
she starts
Riot.
A punk band and becomes Vivian Riot.
I know that we are losing all the hot chicks to black men, but is there any hope left for us white guys?
Nope.
As a white guy who is single...
Cool. How can I put a conceited girl in her place without being rude? So, he's detailed...
Where's our place? That's the issue. That's what we're going to work out.
So, is this girl I know from my old neighbourhood...
Oh, right, he's got an explanation.
Yeah, these are the details.
Cool.
This girl I know from my old neighbourhood a while back posted a pic of her and her friends while they were out eating. Some guy who she rejected a while back made a rude comment. He said, so how does it feel to be the least pretty of your friends? So she responded that he's the one who was trying to date her. And then she said, I'm pretty enough to get anyone. And that's where this person thinks she crossed the line. She crossed the line.
Okay.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Yeah. So he's asking, how could he put her in her place now?
Okay.
For responding to a
so
I mean, he's definitely the guy that commented, doesn't he? Just
probably,
to clear out.
Yeah, so here I think is the way to put her in her place. Right? So what he's going to do... To put her in her place is he's going to boil the kettle and pour that directly onto his own head.
His own head, yes.
I'd do it over the sink, obviously. You don't want to spill on the ground.
That'd be wasted.
So, and that's going to get her back.
That'll do.
Real good.
Why do a lot of women look like incels? They have recessive chins, bug eyes, skinny frame. Yet these women get a lot of attention. I just find it odd.
What he's done there is confused, like, what people find attractive in different, like, genders. And
so for people who don't know, incel means involuntary celibate. It's a subculture of men who hate women, basically.
So he's calling... Ironic, really, isn't it? He's calling these women... incels.
He's saying they look like incels.
They look like incels.
Yeah, but they get the attention.
But they get the... So you can't... You just can't call them incels.
Yeah, he's saying
they can't
look like
possibly
incel men,
look like incels.
I don't really get his...
Because they aren't. They just aren't.
Yeah.
So. They look like... Yeah. They look
he's
like...
He's just confused about why people find these... like qualities attractive in a woman but not in a man is what he's confused about.
He's just giving it the worst title.
Okay.
Well, I am gay.
Maybe it's because men and women are different.
All right, Carlisle, we'll answer the questions first, and then you can make announcements.
I am gay. Is it normal to think my younger version of my dad is hot?
Yeah.
So, my father passed
away. I mean, it depends to what degree, I suppose.
It's sort of a difficult question. It's weird to be like, yeah, I'm really attracted to my dad, then that's weird.
My father,
but if you're like, I'm aware, my dad is clearly an attractive man when he was younger. I looked like him because I came from my dad. So, you know, maybe...
Well, it sounds like there's a bit of daddy issues going on here because, to quote this person...
My dad used to fuck me fiddly bitty.
My father passed away when I was 12 years old. Him and my mum had a wide age gap, and I never remembered him as being a gorgeous man that people had the hots for. When my mum found a picture of him when he was my current age, I was like, damn, he is hot. If I travelled back in time and saw him without realising he was my dad, I would be hitting on him all day. He was so handsome and attractive. Both of those things.
Handsome and attractive.
Mm.
Okay, but they specify there that if they realised he was their dad, they wouldn't have done anything. So it's just, what they've done here is they have recognised that their dad is attractive. Yeah. And said, but if I knew it was my dad,
I'd get his dick out of my mouth.
I would be like, oh, well, I should probably stop having sex with this man who is my dad.
There's also, like, a bit of implied sort of disconnect between, like, because he'd never seen his dad
when he was that young man.
Isn't it biologically impossible for two women to have sex? There is nothing to penetrate. Using objects doesn't count. That's just mutual masturbation. Even gay men can have sex with anal. Just munching rugs doesn't constitute sex. Or I'd have lost my virginity at 13 instead of 15.
I really like the use of munching rugs. Sorry, was this one a poem?
this is a very poorly structured haiku.
Okay, so I really like the use of munching rugs. That's very good.
Do you like the humble brag that if just munching rugs counts, then
I'd have been munching rugs when I was 13. Yeah, obviously. So instead of 15. So very important for everyone to know that. Just for the benefit of the podcast.
Sure.
11. outside of the munching rugs thing.
Sure.
You know, 24 and counting. so that's just for the benefit of listeners. I know you're all wondering.
It was me, I was 11 as well. Actually, you were 2 years older than me.
You were 9
years old.
Oh no!
When I got my mug runched. Mug runched. I got my mug runched.
Try it today.
Come down to your local mug runching shop and we'll munch you.
Get your mug runched at Mug Runching Shop.
So we're going to do Star Wars jokes now.
Yay! I like this one.
Yeah.
Mug runching.
I hope that doesn't come back to bite us.
What, mug runching?
That whole
section there.
That'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I've said worse on this podcast.
Yeah.
So, for people who don't know, every month on this podcast, I go through a Disney stamp seal of approval Star Wars joke book that I found in HMV, and the jokes have all been terrible, but they, on every page, they give you the option to rate a set out of 10, so we are going through it and just having a go and trying to find out who the best comedian is in all of Star Wars.
Okay.
Now there is a lore to this book that I need to go through.
Okay.
For the people listening,
just give me a sec. Sorry, Rory, have you done this segment before?
I think
three times.
Cool. Okay, I've done it as well. Okay, so right.
Give us the opening crawl.
So you know that we're gonna give true judgments.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to establish.
Yes, because some people shoot shoot way too low. Yeah. They don't realise that they're getting the best parts of the entire book.
Yeah.
But yeah, so for people at home, the idea for this is Jabba has executed his jester. So he's holding basically tryouts for who's going to be
the next jester
of Jabba's.
And some of the characters that are applying... It's
all the big
very unusual.
It's very weird that Lando Calrissian was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go in for this."
Yeah.
I've got a mining colony to run, but I feel like I could take some time off to be a jester.
Yeah.
So we're gonna move on to the character who is just listed as Stormtrooper. Clearly, they understand the significance of the Stormtrooper because he gets three pages, like all the big characters do.
Do you know it's one star? Maybe they're all just.
But this is
sneaking
just,
on.
Yeah, are they all speaking in unison? Is it every Stormtrooper speaking in unison?
Especially for this first one, because this isn't like a one-liner. This is a page's worth of a joke. So get ready.
Okay.
Three Stormtroopers are lost in the Tatooine desert, dying of thirst. Finally, they come to a mysterious slide in the middle of the desert that has instructions at the top. Slide down and yell the drink of your choice at the bottom, and you will find a pool of that beverage.
I know
this
joke.
Is an old joke.
That's,
I've definitely heard this setup before.
It's a Scottishman, Englishman, Irishman joke.
Right. The three troopers are very excited. The first one slides down, yelling, "Oh yeah, okay, I know where this is going." Water splash. He falls into a pool of cool, clear water. The second trooper slides down into a yelling, "Lemonade!" Splash. He falls into a pool full of it. The final trooper jumps on the slide, but he's a bit overexcited. Whee! So that's that joke.
Comedy.
See, the joke I've heard is the last guy, he trips and says shit.
Very good. This one is slightly less rude, but basically the same joke.
Yeah.
Moving on. Two stormtroopers crash on Hoth and spot a huge Wumpa running towards them, so they start sprinting in the other direction. One yells to the other, "You really think we can outrun that Wumpa?" The other one says, "I don't have to. I just have to outrun you."
Because then it would eat his friend.
His friend is going to die.
Well, I don't know if they can call him friend.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
Colleague.
My ex-colleague.
Ex-colleague. Yeah, ex-colleague. That's it.
But that probably just happened on the way there.
Probably. Probably not even a joke. This is like a therapy session.
He's like yelling this in terror as he's just crashed through the door. Oh, God, it was horrible.
Everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
A stormtrooper walks into a doctor's office with a Jogan fruit stuck in one ear, a Nerf steak stuck in the other, and a grape up his nose. Wow, they really went for the deep Star Wars references for both the ears, and they just gave up on the nose. Like, that's probably all the foods we can think of in the Star Wars universe. "I don't feel well, Doctor," he says. "I can see the problem," says the Doctor. "You're not eating properly." Because they're going in the wrong hole.
Good. Good.
Very good. Alright. Yeah, we've got another page long joke here for the last joke in Stormtrooper.
It's the last joke. Oh no, it's coming to an end.
It's coming to an end. The Stormtrooper set, don't worry. We've got Greedo up next.
Yes. Is it all in what language do you speak? Huttese?
No.
Sadly everyone speaks
Greedo
English.
Greedo does
for
not
some
speak.
Reason.
Galactic basic.
He does not,
I know that for a fact. So the speak is inaccurate.
Yeah, I assume there's a translator on stage.
Fair enough.
Oh, that's alright then.
So, alright, the last joke from Stormtrooper. Two Stormtroopers are searching Tatooine for some missing droids and have run out of water. They climb a sand dune and spot a row of three tents on the other side. There's a shopkeeper in the first tent, so they ask for water. "Sorry, no," he says. "All I have is sponge cake." That's not going to help, thinks the Stormtroopers, so they try the second tent. The shopkeeper in the second tent doesn't have any water either. "Sorry," he says, "all I've got is jelly and whipped cream." They can't drink that. I mean, they could if they tried. They can't drink that, so they head off to the third tent.
Why do they have whipped cream?
You could absolutely drink cream.
They're just in a desert, that cream's going to go off.
It really is.
That's so gross.
"Do you have any water?" they ask in the third tent. "No," says the shopkeeper, "just these little multicoloured sprinkles." The stormtrooper set off to find water, and that one says to the other, "That was weird." "Yes," says the other. "It was a triple bizarre. It was a trifle bizarre." Oh, it was trifle. Yeah,
because of all the trifle
bizarre
ingredients.
Because bizarre is like a shop, and trifle means a bit, but also it's a cake.
But it's also trifle because jelly and whipped cream.
Yeah.
But no custard. No fucking whiskey.
There's more stuff.
Cannot picture a stormtrooper using the word trifle in that manner.
Also, multicolored sprinkles? I don't know. You had a trifle with sprinkles on? I've not had a trifle with sprinkles on. Rory?
Yeah, I think so. I've seen them.
Maybe it's a Scottish thing.
Yep.
Damn Scott.
Alright, so yeah, out of 10, what do we think
everyone
of Stormtrooper set?
Everyone called Scott can fuck off.
You know what? I think the structuring of the Trifle Bizarre joke is quite good.
It's alright. And they were all okay.
And I do like Trifle.
I think this is maybe a 5 for me.
I'd say the Trifle joke really brings it up. A lot.
I think the first joke is like I'd heard it before, obviously, like I said, but it is a good joke.
Yeah, but it's like it's stolen material, but
it's been adapted.
He put his own spin on it, you know. So
no, he didn't. He didn't put any of his own spin.
He put his own spin on it by saying that there were stormtroopers.
Changed nothing else.
Yeah, he said there were storm. That's his own spin. You know,
they were in Tatooine.
So I'm gonna go ahead and say
they were in the first one. Oh yeah, they are.
I'm gonna give it a 4.
Okay.
A 4.2.
So that's a 4.2 from me. A 4.2 from Rory, a 5 from me.
Me,
fuck!
Ross.
A 4.2 from Ross, a 5 from me. Rory,
right,
what do you
so
got?
Carl,
I'm
going to
give
it
a 6.1.
6.1. Cool. Oh. You guys stall while I do some math.
It's 15.2, 5.1.
How you doing, Ross? You doing good?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good, actually. Yeah. Good. The average is 5.1. I did it in my head.
How did you do that in your head?
Because you got... 6.1 plus my 4.2 is 10.3 plus your 5 is 15.3. 15 divided by 3 is 5.
That's pretty easy.
1 divided by 3 is 0.1.
I mean, I'm really bad at math, famously, but...
There you go. 5.1.
When decimals get involved, I just decide that this is a calculator's job, no matter what the figures are.
Yeah, but if it's 0.3 and you're dividing by 3,
yeah.
Pretty simple.
Especially because it was 15.3. Good stuff.
Yeah, now hearing you say it, I probably could have done that if I were, you know, on Tatooine Desert away from a calculator. Right, so that's 5.1 for Stormtrooper. Let's hear Greedo. Let's hear what the MC has to say. Greedo, he's a bounty hunter, but he's not very good at it. I mean, if he were any dumber, you'd have to water him twice a week. He'd get lost falling over. Okay. Right, so this is Greedo's first joke. I built a wooden speeder bike. Wooden seats, wooden engine, wooden everything. It wouldn't go.
Okay. Okay.
See, even with a translator, that doesn't make sense. Because it's wordplay. How,
it's
that
wordplay.
Because
like, if he says that in his language, then it's just not wordplay.
Yeah, unless by a
complete coincidence,
the word "wouldn't" sounds like the word "wouldn't" in that language.
Yeah. Okay.
What was the
just
language?
Just
Rory,
that
I said Huttese. I think he speaks Huttese
right,
in sure. New Hope, but he's from he's a Rodian. He speaks Rodian, but Huttese is the language of like the Huts. And
Rory knows a lot
that.
About Star Wars. I bought a map of Tatooine, but it turned out to just be a piece of sandpaper.
That's alright.
No,
I'll
not.
Give them that one.
Stop laughing immediately.
Compared to every other joke in this book, that is on the high end.
So, after this joke, there's a little cartoon of Han Solo off to the side saying, I shot first. Just thought you'd want to know that.
That's the funniest part of the set so far, obviously.
Alright, the last of Greedo's jokes. Someone asked me what Jabba the Hutt's middle name was. Come on, it's obviously the...
Ooh, okay.
Right, so...
That, and I'm not going to tell you how, like, it's had the effect, but it has had a significant effect on the score.
Sure, all right. Well,
that last joke.
Let's throw it to you first.
I'm not going to tell you which way it's weighted.
Well, out of 10.
But I'm giving that set a 2.
Okay, so that's a 2 from Ross. Rory, what do you got?
Yeah, well, I mean, well, given that I laughed at a joke in that... That
very
last joke brought it down
for some reason.
So much that I'm going to give it a 2 as well, because that last joke hurt me.
I'm going to give it a 3, so that's going to be a 2.33.
233
out of 10. Right, we'll do one more. This is the set from Wicket, who from the picture is clearly an Ewok.
Yeah, he's the main Ewok, who's played by Warwick Davis.
Yeah, he's the one that everybody knows.
He's the Ewok, alright. He's the definitive Ewok.
Oh no, he's one of the Ewoks. I know
well,
many
I know
of their names.
There's other Ewoks.
There's Chief Chirpa, there's Tebow.
No, keep going,
please. That's all I can remember.
Tebow.
I can remember two more. Tebow, yeah. Tebow is the fucking scary one.
Twisted.
Alright, here's his intro. Wicket tells me he once captured R2-D2 and was going to use his dome as a cooking pan. It would have been an Ewok. That's alright. But we're not grading that, because we're here to judge Wicket's jokes.
That's the intro. Yeah. I like the intro, but I can't let
Why isn't this MC getting the joke?
I know, he's clearly better than all of these.
Should we rate the MC at
the
end of the
book?
Who is the
MC? We've discussed this before.
Salacious Crumb.
Okay. He's the wee guy that sits on Jabba's tail and laughs.
That's the guy.
Ah.
How do Ewoks keep cool? Probably someone can get this. Have a go. Bear conditioning.
See, I don't consider them bears because they're Ewoks. It's disgusting of you to suggest
said this joke,
that
not just
Ewoks
the
are in fact bears. That's I'm disgusted.
Are you ready for the most played out joke ever?
Yes.
Knock knock.
Who dat?
Interrupting Wookie. Someone has to do it. Someone ask me.
Interrupting Wookie who?
Okay. Moving on. How do Ewoks catch fish? It's the same joke as the first one, so someone could probably do this.
Guns.
They shoot them.
They shoot them with guns.
I feel like Rory's been stunned into silence by my Wookiee impression.
I just want to do mine because I love doing my Wookiee impression, but I'm going
to
hold
on. Alright, do you want me to do the same joke with you?
The interrupting Wookiee who... Oh, that was your...
You
that was
it,
you, fuck, that's
Rory,
it. That's your last
chance,
Rory. I'd
pause to take a drink at the worst, worst possible
moment. That was your last chance, I'm sorry.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting Wookiee.
Oh, fuck. Hang on.
Can I just do it and then you edit it?
I'll just
make it sound like I nailed it.
Okay. Dude, you and Rory do the same Wookiee impression.
That's crazy, man. We do it like in the exact same way.
I'm going to say I won the Wookiee impression contest.
No!
That's better. There you
that
go.
Was, that was
thank you.
Better than the,
thank
the,
you.
The first go.
I know I like coughed as I was doing it the first time. That was the issue there.
Right it.
There we go. Not bad. I don't think you know what a wiki is, Ross.
I do. How dare you? It's the website that you go on to when you...
a wiki's like when you turn on a television and you can't get a signal. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it goes...
yeah. And then it explodes.
Yeah. And it's a modern television, so there's no noise, and it just says no signal received.
The explosion is completely silent also. Yes.
And then you switch over to BBC News, and they say, earlier today...
Which, of course, literally translates to
seven
English.
People died horrifically.
In English.
Right, the last
which
of
is English.
Of the Wicket jokes.
Yeah.
How do Ewoks catch fish? One of you can do this.
Oh, yeah.
Shooting them with a gun. Oh, no, I already did that.
You did that one.
That
already.
Was wrong, wasn't it?
It was
wrong.
Is it
with a gun?
It's not with a gun.
Oh, shit.
Any other suggestions? I think maybe you have got one.
Hang on. With a gun.
It's not with a gun. Rory, any ideas of how Ewoks catch fish?
Yeah, I've thought about it, and I've been reading the Wikipedia page on Ewoks,
sure.
And I think it's with a gun.
Okay, oh, no, that's not it. This is really good, guys. This is really good punchlines, but that's not it. Ross.
Okay, yeah.
Ross, how does an Ewok catch fish?
Okay, so, I assume...
Yeah.
Based on the fact that Ewoks are Star Wars characters. I think the reason we've not been quite getting
rural
it right...
Rural kind of communities, not loads of really good technology or anything. How do you think they catch
so
fish?
So maybe it's laser blasters.
Laser blasters.
Yeah.
That's wrong, actually.
Instead of gun.
It was so close. It doesn't say laser blaster. It says gun. It says with
it
a
says
gun.
It says gun with a gun. Damn it.
It's with their bare hands. but it's like bear the animal.
The bear hands.
See, there you go. They're doing the bear
thing. They're doing
again.
The racist bear thing.
That's
again.
Racist.
Although, no, to be fair, if you like, they're like scavengers and they wear like bird skulls and stuff, maybe they've captured bears and then had like a sort of like bear claw and a spear.
It's not a joke. They're just using bear hands.
Actual bear claws attached to large sticks, which yep. they are now using as weapons. Yeah, I remember that in the films, actually.
So that's
I prefer the manga.
How do I prefer the Star Wars manga.
The Star Wars manga.
What do we think for out of 10 for Wicket?
Not a fan.
So
bear conditioning the interrupting
completely. Completely honestly, that was the set that I had the most fun during.
Yeah, because
but none of it was to do with the jokes.
Yeah,
and the bear thing was racist.
The bear thing was
so
racist.
So I'm going for a 1.
I think I'm going for a 1 as well. There's just nothing to this. Rory?
Yeah, I'm going to go... I'll give him a 1.5.
Oh, God. Okay, what's that? You do it. I don't want to do it.
0.1666.
Okay. 1.166.
I felt a 1 was a bit too harsh.
Right, so, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this, the revival of content, presumably. Yeah. We are back, baby. God, it feels good. You know what I didn't enjoy doing?
What?
Writing a fucking dissertation.
Interesting.
Do you know what I didn't enjoy doing? Podcasting. That's why I have 8 podcasts.
So, earlier this year, right, I wrote a dissertation.
Yeah.
And pretty much the entire time I was there, and it's so nice to have somebody else kind of, you know, think the same way as me.
Sure.
You know? Because the whole time, I was just like, this is the single worst thing ever. And I've got a smile on my face, but I am not kidding.
I kind of enjoyed doing parts of it, but
I
was ready for it to be over a long time before it was.
My project was bad.
Sure.
The whole time. I did very well, so I'm fine now. Everything's fine.
I've never written a dissertation, but I can relate. I have written a book on Star Wars jokes. So
you're a Star Wars joke book. That's good. Yeah.
Maybe that's why you're like you're the one who is always like, I'm really annoyed you didn't get this reference. It's not because you're a huge Star Wars fan. It's because you don't like us mocking your work.
The book annoys me because it has like some really like obscure Star Wars references, and then like things like. With their bare hands, like just clearly ignoring all Star Wars, and that bit about the grape, like look. You either fully commit to being in the Star Wars universe, or you don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's also unless they have the exact same fruit grape, but they call it a grape.
Is it canon?
Maybe people wouldn't know what a grape is. Well, that's a running thing. Is every time we tend to discuss the implications of if this is canon, because like there's
Luke, Lando Calrissian.
Lando's done it. Luke's done it.
Yeah.
And there's more people coming. Han's done it. Grand Moff Tarkin's done it. Like he didn't have anything better to be doing.
Do you also need to work out when is this set? Because Grand Moff Tarkin is like dead by the time they discovered the Ewoks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is this like it doesn't between prequels and sequels?
I think maybe.
But then Luke isn't on the scene yet. He's just a young
so is
man.
It, is
but
it,
he's on the right planet at least.
Is it?
I mean, maybe
is it
he
like
went
later?
To an open mic at
so maybe Luke does his just. A little bit later.
But that's the thing, in his jokes he talks about training as a Jedi.
Shit,
so
yeah.
That's the kind of... It's not just about fitting all the characters in, it's they all reference things that happen in all
yeah.
the Star Wars.
Grand Moff Tarkin is dead by the time Luke's properly into his training.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well.
Spoiler alert. For those who haven't seen Star Wars... You should watch it.
I mean, a lot of people who haven't seen Star Wars now are making a very conscious decision not to see Star Wars and do not care.
I haven't been watching the newer ones, but that's mainly out of the distinct lack of desire to leave the house.
Sure.
Ever. So, yeah. So it's like, do you want to go to the cinema? And I'm like, is that in my own home? No. There's your answer.
Very, very reasonable.
Yeah.
Right, if you want to... Well, actually, first, Rory, do you want to tell the people about your great show?
Yeah, I do a podcast called Dog Care Presents, where we try and teach people about things, different topic every week, and different guest every 2 weeks. comes on and we teach each other things. Both these guys have been on it. In fact, I'm in the middle of editing an episode that Ross is on. Woo-hoo! Which I'm going to go back to straight after this.
Thank you for taking the time.
That's alright. I should have done it long before. It's due out tomorrow.
This is due out tomorrow as well, if I stick to the release schedule.
Okay, well there you go. There's a perfect bit of synergy. You can listen to two podcasts with me and Ross on them in the same day.
At the same time.
Two
different. But one on your computer and one through your phone.
Just put two different pairs of headphones on. So get some in-ear ones and then put the on-ear ones over the top and just play both of them at the same time.
Awful idea.
Looking at the length of this recording, they are similar lengths. So
yeah, it'd be alright. I had a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
I hope you tune into that episode of Dog Hair Presents.
That's great. That's really good.
I'm very
enjoy
excited.
It.
Because as someone who lives so with Ross, I know that he'll fucking talk about RuneScape until his heart stops and you get him back to you. Ross, you guys have really similar names, and I'm just really bad at that in general. Even though Ross is literally my best friend and I live with him, I keep calling you Rory.
We talked about that on my podcast, me and Ross. We talked about me calling you Rory.
Just how everybody always calls people by the wrong name before they get the right one.
Yeah, and I have a friend called Ronnie.
Ronnie and Rory all the time. Yeah.
Ross, do you want to tell people about Dungeons and Dragnos?
Yes. So Dungeons and Dragnos is a podcast that I am on also, and it's a Dungeons and Dragons. It's a Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
It's a comedy podcast.
It's a comedy podcast that where we make fun of the rules of Dungeons and Dragons. Am I getting this right?
We come up with
items, characters, all kinds of stuff that you can use in a Dungeons and Dragons campaign. If you so choose.
Yeah.
A lot of them are quite funny, quite silly, and it's usually, you know, light-hearted comedy fun. Also, none of us have any idea of the rules of Dungeons & Dragons, so most of the time it ends up being pretty inaccurate. So sure. It would actually, if you aren't a fan of Dungeons & Dragons, we've been told this before, it's probably better that you aren't a fan of Dungeons and Dragons if you want to listen to it.
Well, I think the most recent episode, we made a spell that only paladins can use, and Rory, who does actually know about Dungeons and Dragons, contacted us afterwards to say no paladin can actually use the spell you've made because of the restrictions you put on it.
It was too high a level.
Yeah, we made a 9th level spell, I believe. Yeah. You can only get a 7th level spell slot. Is that right? Or something like that. Anyway,
I can't remember, but it definitely doesn't go up to
me. The point being,
we don't know.
We don't know anything,
around for an hour. And listen to it.
And it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's fun regardless of whether you know.
You can find us at Dragnos Podcast on Twitter.
Indeed.
And we also have an email address.
We do.
It's in the link below.
It's dungeonsanddragnos@gmail.com.
Can I plug another thing?
Sure.
Since this is out tomorrow, I don't know if you have many listeners in Glasgow, but I'm going to be performing stand up at the Stand on Tuesday night tonight when this comes out, and yeah, come along.
Right, and now that we're done with the Yahoo answers, I can just sign off and say I am gay. That's my announcement. Did you remember earlier? You may have forgotten what.
I remember.
You can find more information about this show at cpresumably on Facebook and Twitter, or you can email consolepresumably@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next month.
Peace.
Bye.
Yeet.